there might be a little bit of standing room or sitting room right in front of the house.
I don't know what to call that.
Okay. Some people have that, like especially in Kern Place, those older houses.
Oh.
But that's okay if you don't know.
Yeah.
The
front porch?
I don't know.
That might.
I mean, that's what we would call it probably, but.
Yeah, that's what I would call something like that, the front porch, maybe.
Okay. Now, windows are usually covered by something. What kinds of things could cover a window?
Blinds or curtains.
And how about those, the blinds that roll up? Is there a special name for those?
I can't think of it if there is one.
Okay. Your central heating unit is what?
Furnace.
Mm-hmm. And, the objects in this room would be collectively called?
Furniture.
Uh-huh. And a piece of furniture that a whole bunch of people sit on is a?
Bench or a sofa.
Uh-huh. And a piece of furniture that you put your clothes in.
An armoire.
That would be one of the opens, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And what about one that has drawers?
Well, that would be a bureau.
Okay. And how about one that you might not keep clothes in it, I'm not sure, but a woman would sit down at it and do her makeup, and it would have a mirror, and she'd sit down at it.
Vanity.
Okay. If you're carrying water around outside and something with a handle, what do you call that? The thing that's carrying the water.
The thing that's carrying the water? That you use to water your plants with, you mean? Or?
Well, you might, but it has a handle. I mean, you just carry it around. I mean, here you'd probably use your hose, but...
Yeah, watering can is the only word that comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things might a watering can be made out of?
Tin.
Okay.
Plastic.
Okay. Now, when you're washing dishes, what do you use to dry the dishes?
Dish towel.
What do you use to wash the dishes?
Soap and water, or a dishwasher, an automatic dishwasher.
Well, the thing that you hold in your hand to...
To wash the dishes? Mm-hmm. Well, it would be we use a thing that has a little sponge on the end and soap.
But something that's
liquid
floppy?
Soap. Oh, wash rag?
Yeah, okay. How about, what would you use to dry yourself off after a shower?
Towel.
Okay. And, to wash the dishes, you have to turn on the...
faucet.
Uh-huh. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Hot and cold.
If you wanted to heat water for tea, you might use a... You might put the water in a...
teapot.
Okay. What else might a teapot be called?
Well, it could be, I don't know.
How about something larger that you'd use to boil soup?
Oh. Gosh. To boil soup. Yeah, well.
Something with two handles.
Kind of like a urn or not exactly. What would you call it?
Well, maybe I'd call it a pot. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But there are different words for it.
Well...
Well, it's okay if you can't think of
it.
Yeah. What would you cook an egg in?
A frying pan.
Okay. Any other words for frying pan that you know? Something, or something similar to a frying pan?
No.
Okay. Have you ever made a...
You're exposing my limited vocabulary.
Oh, no, I'm not. Not everybody, you know, uses these words or thinks about these things.